the candidates line up for next year's race, many expect big spending from groups not subject to Philadelphia's campaign finance limits. WHYY's Dave Davies reports that the city's ethics board is attempting to rein it in.
To try and curb the influence of special interests, Philadelphia limits the size of contributions to mayoral candidates. But under the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United ruling and city law, there's nothing to stop groups separate from candidate committees from taking big bucks and spending whatever they want to back or attack someone, as long as they aren't coordinating with their chosen candidate. Ethics Board Director Shane Creamer says such independent expenditures are growing.
And we've also seen more efforts to mask what are really coordinated expenditures with candidates as independent expenditures in order to avoid contribution limits.
For example, Creamer says a campaign can post flattering video of the candidate on YouTube, knowing it will be used by an independent group to make ads and flood the airwaves fueled by unlimited contributions. That's done with impunity in congressional elections, but the Philadelphia Ethics Board proposes to call that spending here coordination and subject to contribution limits. At a public hearing, campaign reform groups praised the proposed rules and said they're constitutional. There were other views.
I agree with them that they're constitutional. I also think that they're dumb.
Election lawyer Adam Bonin says the rules go too far and would chill important speech, including creative use of video on the internet. The Ethics Board will consider the comments and could have those new rules in place by the end of the year. Dave Davies, WHYY News.